Blogpost 5 of Ligaia, the Voice of Joy. Social media versus reality. Do you see what I see? A picture tells more than 1,000 words. Does it? There's the saying, a picture tells more than 1,000 words. This may be true in some cases, but when it comes to the topic social media versus reality, I can't fully agree with it. I feel more like one single picture hides more than 1,000 details. You don't see the whole reality. With all the different filters, lightnings, and angles, our reality gets deceived. Only with the right pose, you can already hide a lot of what you don't feel like sharing on your social media account. Because of that, it's getting harder to tell if a picture of a body we see corresponds to reality. With this post, I want to bring reality and authenticity to social media by showing you some details you don't see. Some insight and details of my body, which you don't see on one single picture. The picture above was taken in a good lighting with a good camera. Afterwards, I changed the contrast and the highlights. While the picture was taken, I exhaled, contracted my abs, and of course positioned my pants a little bit higher to highlight my waist. Here is my reality and insights of my angles and poses. The view of my body from above. The image of the body is changing a lot depending on the angle you look at it. I used to hate looking down to my body like this. My spare tires when I sit relaxed. When I sit relaxed on the ground, I'm not showing my abs. I'm showing my spare tires. They have been with me all my life. My cellulite on my thighs. You wouldn't see them when I'm standing, but when I sit down and squeeze my thighs, they pop up. My stretch marks on my butt, a nice pattern on my skin, as my partner used to say. Kind of body art. My scars and bruises on my shins. This is a side effect of training jiu-jitsu, jumping around like a monkey the whole day, and the habit of not being able to leave wounds like they are. I can't help myself, I really like the scratch. Don't let social media deceive your reality. See your reality. Appreciate and respect your body as it is. I had a time in my life where I hated the reality as it is. I didn't like my body at all. I edited every picture I took and deleted every picture where I wasn't happy about the reality. Due to my eating disorder I was struggling with, I didn't see myself the way others would see me. I was comparing myself with everyone else, and every time I did, I lost the competition. My body was never good enough. I worked a lot on my mindset, with my body and my self-image. With all the appreciation and all the gratitude I was cultivating towards my body for everything it can accomplish, I cultivated respect and love towards my body. Now I am able to see and feel the reality and actually like it. And of course, there are days on which I don't feel 100% happy with my appearance. But I also always know why I feel like this. Maybe because I had pizza the night before. Maybe because I am bloated because I have my period. Or anything else. And this is okay too. Because I see and accept the reality rather than denying and hating it. Thanks for listening.